Well, welcome to the pastor's thoughts and, more importantly, prayers as we come into a prayer of agreement with and for those that we know about. The beautiful thing about it, God knows everything about us. He knows our need for prayer even before we ask it. So as we come into an attitude of prayer, we come into an attitude of prayer of agreement. So it's a wonderful thing. The Word is the way to life. That was the name of my radio program that I had for a long time. 5-minute little devotion daily that was broadcast here locally on Faith Radio. But the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, it tells us in John. And that was Jesus Christ. So the Word, Jesus, is the way to life. I have been really excited about the different things in learning and fellowshipping with others and understanding the Bible, and I love the New Testament, but one of my favorite books of all time in the Bible, well, they're all equal, they're all wonderful, but my favorite one was from an overview of the teacher. And who was the teacher in the Old Testament? Well, it was Solomon, son of David, king in Jerusalem. Now, while many scholars refer to King Solomon famously as the wisest king in Israel and author of much of the Proverbs and also the book of Ecclesiastes, Solomon is in a mere questioning mood in Ecclesiastes than he was in Proverbs. So let's take a look. I want to do a journey through Ecclesiastes. It'll be sort of like a series, so I hope and pray that you continue to tune in to the website and to the pastor's thoughts and prayers. Just imagine a preacher standing at a busy crossroad as he watches the passerby, and then with all intent on their business, he's bewildered. He said, I just don't get it. Why are these people rushing around like ants? And what do they hope to achieve? Well, imagine a lecturer preparing to deliver his opening lecture of the term that he is known and he's an expert of, and hundreds of students are waiting to hear what he has to say, but his opening words are completely unexpected. What's it all about? What does it mean? I can't make sense of anything. As I mentioned last week, there was a fellow when I was serving at Gray that at the end of the service, he said, you know, I got a lot out of your sermon, but it was really convoluted. And I said, oh, well, okay. And I thought, well, sometimes I have to go home and look up the word convoluted, which means it's confusing. And I thought, well, that's pretty cool, but he got something out of it. So, like Solomon in his opening words of Scripture, what is it all about? What does it mean? I can't make sense of anything. So, Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verses 1 and 2, this is what it said. These are the words of the teacher, King David's son, who ruled in Jerusalem. And he goes on to say, everything is meaningless, says the teacher, utterly meaningless. What do people get for all their hard work? Generations come and go, but nothing really changes. The sun rises and sets and then hurries around to rise and set again. The wind blows north and here and there, twisting around. He goes on to say, so the opening part of the book of Ecclesiastes is designed to shock us. The very first verse says, the teacher, son of David, king in Jerusalem. That is apparently Solomon, the famous wise king of Israel. Now, we know Solomon is the principal author of the book of Proverbs, a book full of God-honoring wisdom. We know he was a great king of Israel, whose prayer of dedication at the temple showed insight into God's dealing with Israel. But today in the passage that I just read, it seems that Solomon has no wisdom to impart, no insights to share, nothing to say except that he can't make sense of it. And what he sees is going around him. Can you make sense of all the things that are going on around us? I don't know. Well, the NIV version of the Bible translates the teacher's first words as meaningless, utterly meaningless. Now, the underlying Hebrew word means vapor or breath, and it's used 38 times in the book with a number of different connotations. Futile, pointless, hard to grasp, bewildering, or sometimes just brief or fleeting. It's the most important reoccurring term in Ecclesiastes, a metaphor and a motto that covers the entire book. In chapter 1, verse 2, the teacher is saying that life, everything that he sees happening around him, is hard to grasp. The teacher clearly believes in a creator God. There's no doubt about that. But strikingly, he does not make God the starting point of his teaching. In contrast to what it says in Proverbs 1:7, instead, he begins with a strong declaration of bewilderment. The teacher has later chapters that will make clear and find the world is very frustrating and often incomprehensible to understand and to deal with. So for him, life is like a riddle or a puzzle with many pieces missing. Try as he may, he cannot make complete sense of things. Boy, we're in good company, aren't we? Because I can't make sense of a lot of things. Now, we might translate Ecclesiastes 1:2 as a riddle or a complete riddle or everything's a riddle. But remember this, the simplicity of the teacher's opening statement, sweeping generalization designed to grab our attention, and that's what he was trying to do. He has much more to say about life in this. And so we'll look next week at another part of Ecclesiastes, verses 3 through 11. So I hope and pray you come and tune in. But how do we reflect? Do we sometimes find life bewildering? I do. Can we take comfort from the fact that the rich and the famous and a wise king like Solomon seem to have felt all the same? Well, we're in a society now that we look at people who have enormous amount of wealth, and not picking on Elon Musk, but he has tremendous wealth, but he's still seeking wisdom. I find that interesting. I was just watching the news where the Dragon space capsule went up, and there was four just regular old people, not NASA astronauts, just regular four old people that trained to go up there and look around, and they did a spacewalk, and it's just fascinating. Why are we doing that? Because we're a curious bunch. We like to understand things. We need to find out things. So tune in next week to find out what the teacher has to say about the issue that he raised so clearly in Ecclesiastes chapter 1. Everything is meaningless. Well, hope and pray that you're having a good day. And thank you for tuning into this online service. And the Word is the way to life. And, of course, Solomon is seeking wisdom and grace. He already said, God has given me wisdom. I had a lot of money, so I didn't need anything. So I asked him for wisdom, and he gave it to me. But we can do the same thing. We can ask for wisdom. And because the beginning of knowledge is wisdom, and wisdom is God Almighty. Well, we have a lot of people on our prayer list and different things that we've been lifting up. Linda Sassine is back at church. She got her arm in a sling. If you remember, she took a tumble while they were up in the mountains walking her dog. And the good news is she didn't need surgery. So we pray a special prayer for Linda, complete healing. Also, we just have so many things going on that I don't know. Some of you might know Sarah Holton. Her father's name was Leonard, what I remember, and he passed away about a month ago. But she's in the process now of coming to church that we can do a memorial service, and we'll give you more information on that later. But as you've heard me say many times, you don't need a preacher. You don't need an 800 number. You need to learn to talk to God for yourself. And that's all prayer is. It's just say, Daddy, I got a lot of challenges in my life. Can I crawl up on your lap and talk to you? And he'll say, come on, my son or daughter, and we will have a chit-chat. And that's what prayer is, just talking back and forth. The disciples were fascinated with Jesus' teaching. They were fascinated about how he did things. They were fascinated because, yeah, we're pretty sure he's God, but, you know, he has to do human things. And why does he go off and rest in different things? And, you know, so they ask him, Lord, why do you go off by yourself like that? He said, well, guys, you know, I am God in the flesh, and I decided that I need to chit-chat with you guys, so I came into this world as a human. Fully God, yet fully human. So while I'm here in this earth suit, I got to deal with all this human stuff. And I get hungry, I get lonely, I get tired, I experience everything you do. That's why I understand what you're going through. But more importantly, I need to take time out to talk to the Father. And they said, talk to the Father? Wow, can we do that? He said, you betcha. Ralphism added, but this is the prayer that he taught. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. And all of God's children said, Amen.